You're listening to the TalkCast podcast with DJ Jordan here on your favorite podcast network. Let's go!
Hello and welcome to the new episode of the TalkCast, episode 13. I am DJ Jordan here with you, and today we are starting off where we left off at. And the previous episode, where I had Steve Allen White here with me, talking about the bro code. He gave me the rules of the bro code, and I wanted to tell you all about them. So, I'm going to list a few of them. Maybe all of them. There's about 40 of them or so. So, maybe I'll try to say all of them in this podcast. Then we'll talk, give you my opinion about it, and all that. Make sure to go like the TalkCast on Facebook at facebook.com/TheTalkCast. Make sure to follow me, DJ Jordan, on Twitter at DJ Jordan on Air. And make sure to listen to this podcast on your favorite podcast network. We're on Podmatch. We're on iTunes, we are on YouTube, we're on Mixcloud. Go and search for the TalkCast wherever you are at. And let's get started. I want to thank Steve Allen White for giving me the bro code rules list. Alright, so here we go. The bro code rules, the bro code. Number one is you must always have your bro's back, no exceptions. Number two is when your bro's girlfriend inquires about his whereabouts, you know nothing always. Number three, you are only obligated to wingman for one bro per social event. After that, the bro is on his own. Number four, when a bro designates you as his wingman, you may not fail him. This is the most important rule in a bro may play for a bro. It may not be validated or debauched. Number five, you must always do whatever is in your power to stop a bro from soiling himself with a poor looking girl, unless the bro is about to stand up. Look up, look you in the eye, and calculate that he is too decent, accent, sober, then you are absolved of any responsibility. Wow, these are hard to pronounce, but you know, there's still a cool bro rules. Number six, when a bro pays for all the alcohol for an occasion himself, this must be made known to all present. And may out to be the greatest feat ever observed in human history. A bro may skip out on kicking in for beer if he has done this recently. I don't drink, so that one's out for me. Number seven, a bro must always respect another bro's car, house, and parents. Number eight, love thy father and mother. A bro will never ever get with a bro's biological mother or sister. Their sisters and mothers are fair game. What do you want, Emily? Emily's over here trying to kiss me and all that. Emily, really? When a bro is showing his bro his new ride, he is always required to open the hood and showcase the contents. All bros present are required to admire the content, even if they know nothing about cars. Number 10. When a bro asks a bro what he thinks of his girlfriend or date, a bro is always required to give an honest answer. The phrase, "I bang her," is off limits. Number 11. A bro will never ever leave his bros without a ride. A bro may never be allowed to walk alone more than two blocks. 12. A bro will never ask for gas money for a ride unless he truly is hard up, or the ride exceeds the distance of 20 miles. Number 13, when gas money for a ride is offered, it may be accepted. Use your own bro judgment to determine if you should accept. Number 14, a bro shall never make another bro ashamed for hooking up with a girl. Even if she was truly nasty, a bro will make excuses for his bro. Example, you were drunk, so. Number 15, if a bro is terrible at sports, excuses may be made, no matter how bad they are. Good bros will start to play worse so that their bro doesn't look bad. 16, a bro will never make another bro look bad in front of a target girl. The wingman should swiftly punish any such attempts. Afterwards, the bro who infringed upon his rule may be confronted by the whole circle of bros. There are a lot of rules here on part of the bro code. Wow, a lot of rules. I'm going to skip some and read some that I think are pretty cool. Number 34, when a promise is made, it shall be kept, and under no circumstances shall it be broken. Never refer to a bro by his last name. This is a sign of disrespect. Always refer to a bro by their name, nickname, or any standard bro word. Standard bro names include, but are not limited to, bro, dude, man, and anything with bro in it, except bro-m. Always respect a bro's viewpoints about anything from politics to cars to religion. The only time a bro's views do not matter is when they conflict with the bro code. If such a case should happen, the bro should be immediately evicted from the bro circle until correctional actions have been made. A bro should always treat for food when a bro is broke. Signs that a bro is broke are phrases like, I'd rather eat at home, I'm not hungry, I just ate, and finally, I'm trying to save money so I'll eat at home. Similar to Rule 42, when discussing the purchase of party beverages, if a bro declines to offer money, the other bros should cover for him. No bro should be denied thirst-quenching goodness just because it's a tight week or month. A bro is only allowed to do really stupid things when he is really drunk. A bro may deny further access to alcohol when it is obvious he has drunk too much already. Under no circumstances should a bro even be hit in the genitals for any reason, ever. The only time that a cock blocking is condoned by the bro code is when the designated cock blocker, aka the bombarder, has viable reasons to stop a bro from hooking up with a girl. Like Emily, huh? You kissing me and everything. Yeah. Emily is my dog. You guys didn't know that. Right? Yeah. Hello, therapy babies. Yeah. The golden bro rule that everyone knows, bros over hoes. This rule may be seasoned to taste by the bros themselves. Example, bros over hoes except at the close. This rule of the bro code is what sets the male gender apart from the female gender. It is the very essence of the bro code and embodies the true awesomeness that is bro love. See what I miss? I miss a lot of the bro code rules. There are 50, and if you go to ValenciaBroCode.blogspot.com, you will see all the rules of the bro code. Pretty dang cool. So, the Universal Bro Code Rules. Pretty cool, pretty cool, pretty cool indeed. So, that's it for the Bro Code. Bro Code Rules. My thoughts and opinions, I think the bro code is necessary for all bros. And I think it goes pretty well with the bro code. Now, let's say if a bro is doing nasty stuff with a girl bro, then that's not good. So that's all I have to say about that, about the bro code. I want to thank Steve Allen White for introducing me to the bro code rules. I never really got introduced them from Hunter, but it was a good thing. I will share that link on the Talkcast podcast Facebook page at facebook.com/thetalkcast. Next week's episode will be about the Mind of Jake Paul series that Shane Dawson did on YouTube. I want to give you all my opinions about it and my thoughts about the whole series. I watched every single episode that he did for the series. So I'm going to talk about that. Remember, if you go to mindjamradio.com/podcast, you can listen to all kinds of podcasts from our DJs. And this is a part of Jim and Radio podcast. If you miss all the podcasts so far, don't worry. You can go to the Talkcast, thepodmac.com/thetalkcast. Type in the Talkcast everywhere that you can listen to podcasts at. We are on there. Castbox, Mixcloud, Facebook, we are everywhere. So go and check us out at the Talkcast. I am Jordan Adler, DJ Jordan, signing off here on the Talkcast. Have a great week and a great weekend. I'll see you next time.